Hi. You don't know me. We've never met. But since you're listening to this, I know that you found the little thumb drive that I dropped in your lap, and you've plugged it into your computer that I saw on your tray, and you're curious about this file to the passenger in seat 38A. Hi. I'm very glad you're curious, because I'm taking this chance to tell you that you are the sexiest man I've ever seen. Now, as to who I am, I'm not going to reveal that. I could be one of the flight attendants. I could be the passenger sitting in front of you. Or maybe I'm way up at the front or way at the back. Maybe I'm looking at the back of your head right now. I bet you want to lift up in your seat a bit and crane around and check out everybody and see who this could be. Go ahead. I'll enjoy watching you do that. I hope you don't think this is creepy. I'm trying to be fun more than anything, which is why this is totally up to you. If you just want to stop this recording right here, no harm, no foul, I get it. Maybe you're married, or maybe you're gay, or maybe you're just not interested. That's fine, but I had to take a chance, because honest to God, I've never had a reaction to a man like this in my life. And I figure I have to take a chance, don't I? When I saw you boarding, something came alive in me, something deep inside me, something that had been kind of sleeping for a while. I suddenly felt all hot and tingly. I felt flush. I felt nervous. I was dropping everything. I couldn't take my eyes off of you. There is something about you that I can't even explain it. You have this magnetic power over me. It's incredible. I just felt like I have to touch you. I have to be near you. I want to be with you. And I never do this. I'm never like that. I'm not into just sex with strangers. But my God, I want to fuck you. All the things I want to do with you and to you, the things I want you to do to me. If you could see inside my brain right now, my God. So I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to offer you an opportunity. I know that there are crew quarters on this big plane. It's where the crew can sleep, rest on these long haul flights. I even know the passcode. You have to climb up a little ladder to get up to these little bunks. There's a little tiny door just beside one of the galleys up at the front. There'll be a keypad. The code is 317964. Again, I'm not saying I'm a flight attendant. Maybe I'm just a flight attendant on vacation. Maybe I'm traveling just as a regular civilian. Maybe I'm a former flight attendant who happened to work this route before I quit. Who knows? All I know is that I know where that space is. And I know no one's going to be in there for at least the next 2 hours. The bunks in there make it really easy to lie down or get on your knees or on all fours. Can do all sorts of things. in these little bunks. So if you want to, at 10 p.m. exactly, that's about 45 minutes from now, if you go and you press in that code, and you climb up that little ladder, the lights won't come on. So it's very dark in there. But if you feel your way along the bunk, you'll feel me there. And I'll be naked. And I'll be on all fours. And the first thing I would love for you to do is to just undo that belt you're wearing. Slowly unzip your pants. Grope around in the dark until you can find my head and guide your cock into my mouth. Don't say anything to me, just shove that cock in my mouth and start fucking my face. I want you to feel the hot warmth of my mouth, my lips on you. If you can't see and you can't hear much, you're just gonna focus on the pleasure. I want you to just gently thrust those hips, shoving that cock into my throat over and over again. You can hold my head if you want to, but I want that cock in my mouth. I want to run my tongue all over it as it slides in between my lips. I want to suck you as you fuck me. I want to suck you so hard. You're gonna feel the pressure on your cock as I suck and suck so powerfully. It's gonna feel amazing. And then I'll loosen up a bit so that you can just fuck and fuck and fuck and fuck. I want you to feel my hair, feel my head and my neck. You can even reach down and feel my naked tits if you want. Whatever gets you closer. Because I just know you've got the kind of cock I want to suck. The kind of cock I could just suck for hours. It's too bad. We don't really have hours. We could, but I know some of the crew are going to be wanting to go to sleep in a couple of hours. So we have to use our time well. And that's not all I want to do, of course. If you like me, and I really hope you do, I really hope you like the way I suck your cock, I really, really hope that you get some pleasure from your cock just forcing its way past my lips. I hope you like the sounds that I make as I just devour your cock. Because what I can imagine you doing next, I'm just gonna sit there and spread my legs. And I'll just rub my clit. Get myself all worked up. So that you can just bury your face in my pussy. So that you can just run that tongue over my swollen clit. So you can start pleasuring me. Rewarding me, knowing that you've made me this hot, that you've made my little clit swell up, made my pussy wet, made me want you so badly. Oh, God. I want your tongue in my pussy. I want you to tongue fuck me. You think you could do that? You think you'd like to just in now, thrust it into me over and over again, like your cock is going to. Oh, and then slide it all the way up through my folds, and circle around my clit as I shudder all around you as my legs shake. Oh, I can just imagine so many things. Maybe you want me on all fours on the bunk. Maybe you want to eat me out from behind. You want to spread my thighs and just go to town, licking, licking, flicking that tongue all over my lips and my clit and my pussy hole. Getting your face all wet. Maybe you want me to sit on your face. Maybe you'll flip around and lie down beneath me so I can lower my wet, dripping pussy onto your face. And you can lick my clit as I gyrate all over your face. As I move back and forth in a wave like a belly dancer. And then gyrate my hips around. Brace myself against the wall of this bunk and just grind myself down on your face. Oh, and when I come, oh my god, I'm gonna squirt so hard. It's gonna be all over your face and down your throat, and you're gonna be licking it up. So warm and juicy and wet. Oh, you'll know you did that to me. And then, oh god, you can do anything you want. You can get up on your knees and grab my ass cheeks and start pounding my pussy. You can just slide your cock in, get comfortable, feel that grip and clench of my warm, wet pussy, and then just start fucking. Start fucking as fast and hard as you want. You can reach up and grab my tits as you fuck me from behind. Just go crazy, just fuck. Just let your cock fuck a willing, wet pussy that wants you. Oh, I want you to buck against my ass. I want to feel those hips. I want to hear that skin slapping sound as you fuck and fuck and fuck. Oh, you can do anything you want. If you want to lay down and pull me on top of you, I will ride your cock like a cowgirl. I will bounce on you. I will circle my hips. Slowly I will bounce up, all the way up and down. Up and down, up and down, up and down, riding your cock. With that wave motion again, moving your cock in all sorts of directions. Riding your cock, using every inch of it for my pleasure. Fucking, fucking with my tits bouncing. You can reach up and grab them as I continue to ride you. I'll lean down and maybe we can kiss as you drive that cock up into me. You can hold me down, put your hands on my hips, and just ram that cock up into me. Make it as rough as you want. I really want it. I just want it. I want that cock in me. I want to bite your neck and kiss your chest. Oh, I want to grab your shoulders. I want that cock to impale me. Oh, God, I want to come for you so bad. I can barely stop from touching myself right now. Oh, please, please fuck me, please. Oh god, it's all I want. I just want to be fucked by you. I want to suck you and be licked by you and fuck you. Oh my god. Oh god. Oh, please, please. Oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do if you're not interested. But I really hope you're interested. I hope I've given you some ideas about what we can do. So, remember, 10 o'clock in the bunk. The lights won't be on. When we're done, you can just go back to your seat, and I'll go back to mine, and nobody will ever know. But it'll be the best fucking fuck of your life. It'll be a story that you tell. It'll be such a good fuck. Oh. 10 o'clock, 317-96.